So the other day, I was surfing online when I came across something which, at first, might not seem as compelling as, say, the last thing Donald Trump just said. Still, I got hooked. It was a Burlington Free Press interview with Gene Richards, aviation director at Burlington International Airport. It reminded me of when I used to live far from many airports. I had choices, but a long drive to get to a plane. Now, my airport commute is like 10 minutes. I have far fewer options, and flights are more expensive. But getting there and getting through is easy. So I was taken by what Richards had to say about why the airport can't strike a deal with Southwest Airlines. I've always loved Southwest. It's not the prices. It's not the cute things they say on the aircraft PA system. It's the flexibility. If something changes with your plans, Southwest doesn't hit you with big change fees. Your ticket is more like cash you can reuse. Some of the other guys don't do that. But Richard says every year when he meets with Southwest to discuss a deal, it turns out it doesn't work for either side, at least not yet. Southwest wants volume, a guarantee of 7 flights a day. They fly bigger planes, too. And we just don't have that many people in the region who want to fly to Baltimore Washington Airport for a destination or a connection. For its part, the airport wants stability. Yes, Richard says, there's space to accommodate more flights. But if Southwest were to come in, then later pull out, the airport could be left high and dry. Richards points to a sharp reduction in flights by Southwest that hurt Manchester, New Hampshire. And of course, the latest landscape for air travel has been consolidation. The 3 big dogs left are United, American, and Delta. In a changing marketplace, Southwest is less focused on small markets and more on going to big ones. So airport directors like Gene Richards want a mix and don't want to rely too much on any one carrier. That sounds smart, but it also reminds us that being small means being vulnerable. Getting in and out of here by plane isn't just a matter of convenience. It's critical to the state's economy. For now, we can appreciate the little airport that works. But with lighter demand and less competition, Burlington International won't soon become a place where you can hope to get a bargain.